You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. Everybody join me on Wednesday, the 27th of August. That's next Wednesday at the JW Marriott Marquis. I'm going to be at the Vision Awards by ULI. ULI will give awards to Tony Goldman for the Modern American Pioneer. We're also going to see who their Vision Award project finalists are going to be. So email julie.medley@uli.org or call 954-783-9504 for more info. And now I'm going to talk about why I think certain markets like Little Havana and Little Haiti might turn into, rather, Little River might turn into the next Brickell. And I got to tell you, I don't really see it in the cards for Little River anytime soon. Little River is the area they consider to be around Biscayne Boulevard and about 79th Street. That area is growing. It's got some incredible investors in it. It's got some great bones. You're seeing an evolution there. But that area is going to be a little bit longer in turning around. I think that the next place that we might be able to see growth like we're seeing it on Brickell Avenue might actually be Little Havana. All you people out there that remember Little Havana as it is today and yesterday, well, I don't want to hear your hearts breaking too bad. There'll be opportunities for everybody to live there, everybody to work there, everybody to play there. It'll start on the river. It'll go right down the main thoroughfares. It'll start branching off into the wonderful residential areas there, and you will see it. There's already excellent restaurants there. You're starting to see lots of cultural activities come, and soon the developments will come. The first round of developments have already come. They're sort of affordable workforce housing, plain vanilla buildings. There's the historic Miami River in there too. So the next wave will begin to be the crossover from Brickell Avenue and the downtown Miami CBD, and you'll start to see that happening. You're going to see people coming in because they're going to want the salsa that comes with Little Havana, and they're going to want it without all the extra aggravation that's going to come with Brickell Avenue. And you'll see the people will come. They will want to be there and experience the lifestyle, and then they will enjoy the energy, and soon it'll become a bigger vibe. And suddenly people will be going, I live in Little Havana. I don't live on Brickell. I'm a cutting-edge person, and you're going to see that starting to happen. We've already got a couple of newer buildings that are being planned and being discussed, and you will see that as Brickell continues to become more congested, you'll see growth spill out into the Little Havana neighborhood. Now, we've talked a little bit about Coconut Grove being another example. Coconut Grove is also going to expand and mirror Brickell Avenue, as will the Edgewater area, which we talked about a little bit last week. I was reminded that I didn't add the Wynwood District to the Edgewater District. Wynwood will not be the next Brickell. It will have its own funky vibe. In fact, you might consider the Wynwood part of Edgewater sort of like the way Little Havana is going to be towards Brickell. A little salsa, a little spice, a little something extra. All in all, the downtown urban Miami core is changing. It's changing dramatically. It's going from a place to visit to a place to live in lightning speed. It is now one of the 14 most expensive cities in the world, they say, is Miami. Amazing. But what it really is it's a beautiful area with technology and entrepreneurship, legal, banking, trade, all coming together to form the integrative fabric and network that people like Alex DC and Sandy are building on. People like Matt Hagman are adding value to. All of the developers that are working in the area, and I've gotten emails from all of them at this point talking about how their market is the real next wave. It's all going to come together. We are the next great international city, and we are there now. We may be having some growing pains, but it is the time to be. This is the place to be. We are at the crossroads of history, and I want to now turn my attention to thanking the people that have been on our show today. I want to, of course, thank Alex DC, the new Knight Foundation innovator in residence at FIU. Alex?
Thanks so much, John. Really a pleasure.
Okay. Say it again, because Wonder Woman hadn't had her finger ready there.
Oh, thanks so much. I really love it.
It's our pleasure. We love having you, Alex. And Sandy, thanks for joining us with your Espresso CC marketing campaigns. And I want to also thank UHealth. Oh, Tarek Maddox wasn't able to be on. He got caught at the last minute. One of his clients needed him. So Tarek will be on in the next couple of weeks. We'll talk about what to do when your body breaks down during rehab. Warren Henry Automotive, thank you so much. The Miami Marlins. And look for us next week. We're going to start advertising the Miami Dolphins. Join me out there on Saturday. Of course, Johnny at Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth, Lauren's Kids, Magnum Energy Solutions. But I want to thank you, our listeners, of course, more than anybody else, because without our listeners, we'd have no show at all. The listeners are the most important thing we have. So keep giving me your feedback on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. Hey, now we're going to do videos on YouTube again, so make sure you check us out on YouTube. Join our communities. Give us feedback and comments. As Sandy would say, help us grow our list. Tell us what you want to hear and who you want to hear from. You know, I've been talking about all the different submarkets that are going to be the next Brickell. I decided next week I'll bring in another expert. I'm going to bring in Carlos Rosso. So next week, we're going to have Carlos Rosso, the head of condo development from Related Group. He's going to come in here. He's going to talk about his plans for Midtown, Downtown, Edgewater, Brickell, my gosh, everywhere that guy's building. If it's got a spot he wants to develop there, and you know, if you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage, www.freedonbusiness.com. So if you're out there in traffic, take it easy, relax, and let everybody know that you've got it together. If they want to cut you off, the heck with it. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. Next Thursday at 5, we're going to have Carlos Rosso from the Related Group. Remember, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is your life. And if you want to do something and you want it to turn out right, then if you want to do something, find a way, because anybody else, they'll just find an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wonder Woman, take it away.